Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It is Monday, June 23rd, 2014, but it feels like Saturday. You know why it feels like Saturday? Because you woke up. That's why it feels like Saturday. You woke up. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Still in Western New York on the never-ending vacation. Clark Griswold, head of the Crowley Family Vacation for the summer of 2014. I hope you're having an amazing day. I want to talk about being a big fish. Being the big fish, the big kahuna, the big toe. Where is that from, big toe? Oh, you know what that's from? That is from Police Academy. I think they made about 11 of them, and it might have even been number one. Sergeant Hulka, you're the big toe. Is that what it's from, or is it from Stripes? Might even be from Stripes. Boy, one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite comedies of all time, Stripes. Caddyshack is a close number two. Stripes has got to be my favorite comedy of all time. But I'm way off of the reservation today. Also, if you're a brand new subscriber to the show, thank you so much. Make sure you go to iTunes, leave a five-star review. We're also on Stitcher Radio. Go to Stitcher.com. And, you know, that's another cool concept with podcasting. Stitcher Radio, I just read an article that they are going to be automatically in all of, is it GM's cars, I believe, is they're going to be putting Stitcher Radio, which means podcasting will be streaming live through your dashboard of your automobile. I'll tell you what, podcasting has come so far in such a short period of time. When I first started podcasting towards the end of 2005 into 2006, I had an iPad, or I'm sorry, iPads weren't even around. I had an iPod Nano. You know those white iPods that held like, you know, 17 songs in them? And you would just hold on to them, you go for a run or whatever. It's just amazing. I think you could stream a podcast if you were lucky and some songs, but that was about it. I mean, no video, nothing. Think about where we are today, how easy it is for you to be the big fish in your market with all the different mediums. You want to be a blogger? Just create a blog. Just go to a domain host like Namecheap or Bluehost or GoDaddy or one of a thousand different hosts and set up a domain name like Every Day is Saturday, whatever your .com domain name is. Please get a .com, by the way. I know there's some success stories with .org and .net and things like that. Don't mess around. Real estate virtually is the same as real estate in the real world where location matters, and .com is so accepted and so easy to remember. Don't settle for anything less than that. Think of a good domain name for yourself and then just go into your host manager and click on install WordPress and boom, seriously, 5 minutes, your blog can be up and running. Doesn't need to be fancy. You can head on over to Fiverr.com and get yourself a designer for $5 that can put a nice header on your blog and things like that. But being a big fish, I want to talk about that because, you know, if you're going to get into business, why would you want to settle for just being an also-ran, for just being average, for just being like everybody else out there? When you're an employee, it's a little bit different because you got to be part of the team. You got to accept your role. You typically, when you start out, you're out of college or whenever you start with your company for the very first time, you go start pretty much at the bottom rung of the ladder or close to it. I started in telephone sales back in November 26th of 1990. And started in telephone sales, base salary $9,990, plus commission, targeted earnings were about $23,000. So, you know, I was a very, very, very small fish. And as I grew up the corporate chain and went up the pyramid, I got to be a bigger fish, big, big, big fish. And what I realized when you go into the entrepreneurial world, this is a really cool concept. Pay attention to this because this is empowering. All right, this is pretty darn motivating. you can get into the entrepreneurial niche that you want to be in. You know, that passion that you have, that thing that keeps you up till 3 in the morning and it wakes you up and you just think, I got to do this, man. I got to do this. You can get going in that and you can be a big fish relatively quickly. You know what I mean? It's like nobody really cares. The market doesn't care how long you've been doing what you're doing, okay? The market's not interested in what you got on your 90-day probational review, okay? The market doesn't care, do you work well with others? Are you a team player? And what time do you come into work and what time do you leave? You know what the market cares the most about? I'm telling you guys, this is a $1 million. This is a $1 million podcast today that's going to help you tremendously because I didn't get this. The market cares most about the value that you're bringing to them. That's all they care about. It doesn't matter anything else, how long you've been doing it, how much money you're making or anything like that. Do you care? I mean, when you go out and buy a razor, when you go out and buy shampoo, when you go out and buy a purse, when you go buy a cell phone or anything like that, do you really care, okay, how long that individual or that company has been in business? Do you really go on Forbes or do you check out their stock symbol to see what type of cash flow they have on hand and what their earnings is and anything like that? No. Hey, if I turn this phone on, if I put these pair of shoes on, if I try these pants on, are they going to provide the value? Is it going to be comfortable? Is it going to deliver what it says it's going to deliver? That's all you got to do. Do you understand how cool that is when you get on the when you get going with your entrepreneurial journey? That you just need to focus on delivering what it is that you are promising to the consumer, to the marketplace, to the blog, to the person who's going to read your blog. You can earn a seven-figure lifestyle simply through blogging, for example. You don't even have to create a product. You have to take what's in your mind and you have to get it. What is writing? Writing is the doing part of thinking. You just have to get from what's in your mind to your hands, type it into the computer, and upload it to a free platform. None of that costs any money. You know what it costs? Time. How much time? I don't know. How much do you want to blog? 30 minutes? An hour? What am I doing right now? I'm speaking into a microphone. 20 minutes a day, every day, 365 days a year, all right? Every now and again, I'll have an interview that I bring in, somebody I think that would add value. For example, Ron Douglas, who created a $1 million book just by sharing recipes on knockoffs, knockoff Applebee recipes, knockoff Kentucky Fried Chicken, how to do all that stuff at home. Chris Widener came in a couple weeks ago, talked about leadership. Larry Binet came in and talked about connection currency, how to make millions of dollars just through your valuable connections, how to make connections with other people. You can be a reporter. Doesn't cost you any money either. I think about 2014 and how much we take for granted and how little we know about the rest of the world. You know, I'm in this little cocoon in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, what I see is all around me. If I wasn't plugged in virtually, I would just think, all right, well, spring comes here in February or March, and then it gets to be hot in the summertime, and fall comes in October, and that's not the way it is in Buffalo. Now I'm in Buffalo. It's a little bit different. Summer was on a Thursday last year. It's kind of a shot at the Western New York weather, but it's a completely different lifestyle up here. It's beautiful, by the way. Absolutely love it. We're having a fantastic vacation, and I really want you to feel that. If you're not feeling that every day, there's no reason you can't feel it every day. Are there tough times? Of course there's tough times. There's death, there's illness, there's, you know, sinister people in the world. Of course, all right. But that's not every day, all right? You know, you learn to navigate around that type of stuff. I tell my kids all the time, you know, I want you to be around these other kids in school who don't speak the way you speak, who don't think the way you think, who curse and swear, and they talk about sex in the hallways at 13 years old and things like that. I don't want my kids to be in such a cocoon that when they get out into the real world, when they're adults, they're like hit like a tidal wave. I mean, guys, this is what happens. And this is another great life lesson is you are the product of the four people you hang around all the time. Choose your friends wisely because they're going to choose the path of your success or your doom every single day. I don't care if it's in the seventh grade The girls are smoking. They're talking about sex, and they're talking about this and that and failing and swearing and all that stuff. Let me tell you, that doesn't change. It doesn't change when you get to be 20 years old, 30 years old. It gets worse. And then you need to learn to separate and leave those kids so far behind in your rearview mirror. And let me tell you, they're always kids. They never grow up. They're 40-year-old kids. They've got the mind of a 7-year-old trapped in a 40-year-old body. They're just doing menial jobs at minimum wage because they had to settle in life because they didn't have a mentor who told them that anything is possible. I was telling my 9-year-old last night, I said, you know what, Laura, the beauty of this in the country we live in right now in the United States, you can be whatever it is you want to be. You want to be president of the United States? Go for it. You want to be a senator? Absolutely. You want to be a doctor, lawyer, accountant, carpenter, whatever you want to do. There are no wrong answers. You know, the only wrong answer there is the word that begins with S, and that's settle. Don't ever, I tell my kids this all the time, do ever settle for anything. You know what I did? I settled. I settled way too long, but I figured it out at the age of 37 that I wanted to be a big fish. I wanted to jump into the speaker world, the motivational world. I didn't have any experience, none whatsoever. But you know what I thought I had is I thought I had value to add. I thought I had a unique perspective on the world. I thought I had a brand new way of looking at this whole every day is Saturday mentality. You know what's funny is you get on Twitter and you search the hashtag every day is Saturday, it's everywhere now. I wouldn't say everywhere, you know, but if you search the hashtag, there's a lot of people. Get on Twitter, get into the search, and just hit every day is Saturday. There's people all around the world, from India to Israel to Australia, England, North and South America, that are saying, hey, I didn't even know what today was. Hashtag every day is Saturday. Oh, man, I don't know if it's Monday, Friday. I'm off to the beach. No work today. I'm off. Hashtag every day is Saturday. You know, it's starting to become a little bit of a buzzword. Think about that. In 2006, I bought that domain name from a gentleman named John Mix, who was 72 years old and just had the website. He didn't have the website built. He just owned the domain name. He bought it in 2000, and he was just going to use it for a picture book to share with people what it looked like to go fishing and hunting when he retired, as if every day were Saturday. I begged him. Didn't have to beg too hard because I shared my story about Madeline wanting Daddy to be home every day like it was Saturday, but I shared my story. And a little bit of a begging there, said, hey, can I have that domain name? And he sent it to me. I sent him $100 via PayPal, and I was off and running. And I knew right then and there, just by sharing that simple story for 30 minutes on a phone call with a gentleman in Portland, Oregon, I've never talked to since, and I had never talked to prior to that. Don't even know if he's still alive, have no idea. But I know one thing, that 30-minute interaction on the telephone, it was probably more like 15 minutes, just sharing everything. First, I left a message on his answering machine. I found his phone number doing a who is search on the internet. Guys, that's how you do it. You understand that, right? I mean, I did a who is search on the internet looking for who owned the domain every day of Saturday. I was possessed. I was so focused on getting that domain name, I was like a private eye, you know, doing all this detective work. And I finally, it didn't take too much because I did one who is search on the internet and found John Mix's phone number, which is amazing because most of that stuff now is private. This was back in 2005, 2006, where a lot of that information was still public. Most people hide that information now behind the registrar, and you got to go through a third-party email service to find it. But when I called him, I shared the message, why I wanted to make every day Saturday. It was all about becoming a big fish quickly. I didn't have to put in 15 years in the corporate world. I didn't have to go up the ladder. Look at how fast people make a difference online. Think about people you follow. Besides Sam Crowley, besides this podcast, what other shows are you listening to? They probably, if you're listening to podcasts, they probably just became popular or just launched within the last year or two. And these people probably have millions of subscribers and millions of downloads. You know, I was listening to an interview with Adam Carolla the other day. If you don't know Adam Carolla, he was on Comedy Central doing The Man Show with Jimmy Kimmel. And now Adam Carolla is in a nasty lawsuit, not because he wants to be in a nasty lawsuit, but because they have what's called patent trolls. Patent, P-A-T-E-N-T, patent. When you trademark something, you have a patent on something. Well, not to get into the too much, but you can Google Adam Carolla patent lawsuit. And there's these trolls who go out there and search for patents, like on podcasting, and they'll see it's about to expire or there's a loophole there. They can buy it and snatch it up for maybe 10 grand, 20 grand, maybe 100 grand. I don't know. And then they go hold people like Adam Carolla, who has millions of subscribers. Adam Carolla has the single Guinness Book of World Records, single record for most downloads in one day, over 500,000 downloads of his show in one day, his podcast. And he's hilarious. Swears a little bit of adult humor. So if you're not into that, don't check it out. But really funny and talented comic. And he's in a nasty lawsuit because they sued him. Because he is violating the audio podcasting patent that these trolls went out, bought, and they bought it strictly to extort money from third party. Now, here's the thing. It affects me. It affects everybody that has a podcast, because if Adam Carolla loses this lawsuit, then it opens up everybody that has a podcast that uses the podcasting system, especially through iTunes, has to pay this company money now just to be able to podcast. Is that not the craziest thing you ever heard? Is that just the stupidest thing? That's why I keep saying everything, there's a yin and the yang. Anything can be used for good and be used for evil, okay? You want to use your talents for evil, like these patent trolls that are suing the pod. Anybody with a podcast now would have to pay them if this. First of all, Adam Carolla is trying to get it thrown out. Second of all, he's trying to get it moved from the state of Texas, where the trolls are, to the state of California, where he is. And next, he's raising over $1 million just to get the lawsuit defended through an attorney. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? Like, things can be used for good and used for evil. But here's the thing. When I started podcasting, where I was going with this, I just wanted to be a big fish quickly. I didn't want to have to go through all of that. And so when you think of that, you know, you don't have to go through your job and do the performance reviews and all that crap. You can get going right away. Is there going to be challenges? Yes, i.e. that story I just shared with you about Adam Carolla. There's going to be challenges. Look, guys, this isn't for the faint of heart. You want security and you want to make sure you get that paycheck every 2 weeks, then you got to give up freedom, all right? You want freedom, you got to understand there's going to be a few challenges that come your way. I have no worries about podcasting, all right? That's not, I don't lay awake at night worrying about a lawsuit that's happening at the other side of the country. But you know what I do is I stay focused on bringing value through just a couple of different ways. Speaking through the recorded message like you're listening to right now. Creating new products that aren't just some rehashed message that somebody's already heard 1,000 times, and speaking live in front of audiences as well, you know, and inspiring them and teaching them. And I don't go too far off that path. I don't want to, because I know where the line is drawn for me. Like, in a job, you have to master a lot of different things. You got to do a lot of different things. You get moved into different departments, or you got to manage people, or you got to work in different teams and things like that. When you decide to finally go after your own dream, you need to understand all you got to do is bring the value. Just bring the value of what you already know and always keep learning. Associate yourself with those four people. Like I said, make sure you're hanging around your inner circle of individuals. They're going to lift you up or they're going to drag you down. And take the pressure off. You don't got to reinvent the wheel. You just got to bring a new perspective into something that's already going on. Just jump into the conversation. I did. I jumped into the motivational, inspirational arena, the entrepreneurial arena, into the speaking stage. I just added a fresh perspective. I didn't reinvent it. I didn't teach anything new. I just said, hey, every day's Saturday. You like that concept? Let's rock it out, man. Let's talk more about it. Let's rally. Let's get the movement going. What's your movement going to be? What is it? Define it. Do it. And yeah, it may not fit perfectly the first 100 times you try. Okay, you're going to have to tweak it here or there. That's the fun part. Creating is so much more fun than maintaining. In a job, you maintain. As an entrepreneur, you create. Man, I'm having a blast, and I hope you are too. And if you're not having a blast right now, if life isn't fun for you right now, if you're not doing what you want to do right now, just start making the slight change. I promise you, it is the bomb. It's a blast, man. Get after it. Would you please get after it? Be a big fish. Understand, you can get into the entrepreneurial world right away and make a big splash. You don't got to start at the bottom. Nobody says you got to start at the bottom. Matter of fact, if you really do it the right way and focus once a day, like I talked about, whether it's a blog, a podcast, a different product, and you do every single day hold that magnifying glass over it, it's going to explode. It's going to get hot, it's going to catch fire, and it's going to explode. And you're going to be riding that wave forever. It's Sam Crowley. have an amazing day. Go out and make it an amazing day and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.